USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Both Senate runoff elections in Georgia remain too close to call, as about 10% of the state's counties still have vote counts to report. Some of the larger counties will complete their counting tomorrow morning. Currently, Senator David Perdue holds a slim lead over John Ossoff, while Reverend Raphael Warnock leads Senator Kelly Loeffler by about 30,000 votes, with more than 4.3 million votes cast in each race. Georgia Voting System Implementation Manager Gabriel Sterling says that the runoff election has been run very smoothly.
The election itself was a very smooth election. You know, we had a couple of things here and there with Columbia County with their issues the first thing in the morning, but in general it was a very smooth election. We didn't have any issues. The election night reporting has gone relatively smoothly, so we feel like the counties are kind of getting in the groove despite the fact we know they're all exhausted.
This is USA Radio News.
If your New Year's resolution is to get to feeling better, the best way to feel better is with a great night's sleep. And you know I'm going to talk about my pillow. I've been sleeping on one for now 3 years, and I get the best sleep of my life. They don't go flat. You can wash them and dry them. Try doing that. You end up with a washer full of pillow feathers. And they're made in the USA. And right now, the MyPillow Premium Pillow Special continues, $40 off, $29.98. For a standard or queen size premium MyPillow, King's only $5 more. To get the best night's sleep of your life, and a guaranteed, it continues until March 1st, and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Give yourself the gift of a great night's sleep for 2021. From Mike Lindell and MyPillow.
Congress will adjourn a joint session Wednesday to certify the electoral vote count, as a movement among Republicans to challenge that vote count continues to grow. On Monday night, Georgia Senator Kelly Loeffler announced that she would add her name to the list of lawmakers expected to make an objection. Wisconsin Senator Ron Johnson tells Fox News that the only way to deal with the irregularities that arose in the November election is to start investigating.
We've just gone through 4 years where Democrats and the extreme left simply did not acknowledge President Trump as the legitimate president. And now here we are because of COVID, because of a more than doubling of the number of absentee ballots, while at the same time Democrats pushed the envelope, relaxing standards. There's some real problems here, and the problem's not going away. The only solution I can come up with is investigate, explain, be transparent, but sweeping this under the rug, as many people want us to do, simply won't work.
The leader of the group of objecting senators, Texas Senator Ted Cruz, will reportedly issue a challenge to Arizona's slate of electors. This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it, too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
Georgians headed to the polls on Tuesday to decide the balance of power in the Senate, as two seats hung in the balance. About 3 million people voted ahead of Election Day, whether through in-person early voting or mail-in balloting. The two Democratic challengers are trying to unseat a pair of incumbent Republican senators, something that Georgia Republican Congressman Jody Heiss doesn't see happening. He tells CBS News that he's confident that the state will remain red.
Well, I'm totally confident that Georgia is red by about 5 points. The problem has been what our Secretary of State allowed to happen with the absentee ballots going out to everyone on the voter registration file. And then, of course, that file is inaccurate, probably in the ballpark of about 10%. So therein lies the problem. But there's been a lot of activity, as you mentioned. Both sides are out there working hard, and I believe at the end of the day, it's going to be a good day. But of course, we're all watching not only the balance of power in the Senate is at stake at this, but the entire political philosophy of our country, be it freedom or socialism, is at risk. And I believe the Georgians are aware of that.
The New York Stock Exchange has changed its mind about dropping three Chinese companies, despite an executive order from President Trump. Lance Pry has the details from the USA Radio News West Coast Bureau.
In November, President Trump signed the executive order prohibiting American firms and individuals from owning shares in any one of the 31 Chinese companies listed as enabling China's army. After China threatened retaliation for the action, the New York Stock Exchange reversed its decision.
For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.